surreal. It just doesn't feel real at all. It's like a dream, and you know, I didn't get any sleep last night. It's one of the most, you know, it's the strangest day I've ever had, I think. It was just absolutely unreal. You can't describe it, you just can't.
Talk me through the goal.
It was basically about a field or so away from the Downard goal in Clifton. And we got a good breakaway with it to the edge of the field, broke onto Mayfield Road. I got the ball in my hands and ran it all the way with a couple of mates upwards as well, and they both had balls, so all three of us between us ran it all the way, and it was decided that I'd sort of score the ball once we got to the goal.
Because the Downards seemed to have the lion's share of the play for most of the day, the ball seemed in the Clifton area.
Yeah.
You must have run a long way with a ball in hand.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't take the direct route, we took a very scenic route, so, you know, it took a while, we were about 50 minutes, I think. A lot of trotting rather than running at full pelt, but, it was a tough old run. But, you know, the Downers, they've got numbers, so, you know, they always seem to get the push on during the day, and, you know, we've been lucky in recent years, we've got some decent breaks, and we've managed to run a few balls, so just really grateful for what, you know, the hard work that the lads put in, you know, during the day, to sort of withhold all the, you know, the numbers from the Downers. They've done a really good job.
And you're looking very fresh-faced today. Quite a lean runner. You've got your running shoes on and your Leica are on.
Yeah.
Did you suffer any injuries at all from yesterday?
I've actually pulled my hamstring, so I might be in the hug a bit more today, but it's just not a major tear, so I'm sure I'll be able to jog at a decent pace. I don't think there'll be any quick bursts, though, today. But yeah, I'm not as fresh as I look, trust me. I've got an 11-month-old boy, so he's kept me up last night as well. I didn't sleep anyway because my head was just absolutely all over the place. Adrenaline was just flowing through all night and couldn't stop thinking about it.
Tell me about the training. Do you do much running in the build-up to this?
Yeah, we do a bit of running with the lads. You know, we meet up regularly and we go out in the fields, get to know the fields as well as we can. And yeah, just building up the fitness. It's not just about fitness, so it's knowing where you're going, it's, you know, getting used to the terrain that you're running in, and, you know, love it, enjoy it.
And what you've got under your arm, it was a beautifully painted ball yesterday.
It was, yeah.
It's now all brown, but a little bit of blue and red paint.
Yeah.
Tell me what it means to actually have that under your arm like that.
Just can't describe it. Again, it's just surreal because I know how many, you know, brilliant players are out there who've not got a ball, and I just feel so lucky and so honoured, and I realise that, you know, luck comes into it, that, you know, it could have been someone else who broke with the ball. It was just lucky that it was me, and, you know, I just can't describe how much that means to me. It's unbelievable.
And tell me about the planning that goes into it, because did you know that you were one of the potential scorers?